You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, a lot of people are kind of wondering what's been going on with this whooping cough. Now, remember a few years back, they said, all right, well, people are getting whooping cough, so maybe we need to do a booster shot. So when you've been getting your tetanus booster, you've been getting pertussis vaccine to help fight against whooping cough. Well, now researchers are thinking that maybe what's been going on is it's not that the vaccine was wearing off, it's that the germ has mutated to the point where the vaccine doesn't help. So health officials are looking into whether cases like the dozen found in Philadelphia might be one reason we've had some of the worst year for whooping cough in 6 decades. Now, this is according to Fox News. The new bug has been reported in Japan, France, and Finland. All right. Some cases, I guess these cases are detailed in a brief report from the CDC and published in today's New England Journal of Medicine. Now, whooping cough is very contagious. It usually strikes anybody of all ages, but could really hit kids. And the cough is so chronic and exhausting, and these kids get very, very sick with it. Apparently, the vaccine was introduced in the 1940s, so we started to see a drop in cases. The only cases I ever saw of whooping cough in training were cases where the moms and dads didn't vaccinate their kids. Now, since, though, the 1990s, we've started to see more cases, so they were blaming the vaccine. Last year, the CDC received reports of 41,880 cases of whooping cough, including 18 deaths. So this new study suggests that maybe it's a new strain of whooping cough, and that's why the vaccine isn't working, all right? They don't think it's more deadly, but what's probably going to have to happen is they're going to have to change the vaccine. Now, I guess a small, soon-to-be-published study, French researchers found the vaccine seemed to lower the risk of severe disease from the new strain in infants, but it didn't effectively block the total infection. So my guess is our vaccine is halfway. The vaccine we've been using for years for the original pertussis will offer some protection, but not completely. They say in the United States, doctors usually rely on a rapid test to make the diagnosis. The lab work a lot of times sometimes isn't done, so we may have cases of whooping cough that get given a Z-Pak. You know, they'll say, well, you know, you probably got a bronchitis. Here's a Z-Pak. Sometimes the patient gets better, right? And then we just don't log it and report it to the health department as pertussis. So, it's an interesting thought. And, you know, that's how you have to think in science. If something's not working, it's so easy to just look at what's not working, right? Well, the vaccine isn't working, so we got to give an extra booster of the vaccine. Well, I'm glad somebody's thinking maybe it's not the vaccine, maybe it's the bug. The bug is changing, and that's why the vaccine isn't working. You know, that's how you have to think in science. You have to think of all the possibilities. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, according to drugs.com, they say in hospitals, a daily antiseptic bath may prevent dangerous infections. They say a daily swabbing with a simple antiseptic greatly decreases the number of life-threatening bloodstream infections and drug-resistant bacteria that are surrounding patients in hospital settings. Researchers found that bathing patients, and I know some of you are thinking of that Seinfeld where George was watching somebody get a sponge bath right next to his mom's bed. It's not going to be like that. Nothing sexy. They say a daily swabbing with the simple antiseptic greatly we already talked about that. Researchers found that bathing patients with washcloths soaked in chlorhexidine, which is a broad-spectrum antiseptic, lowered the rate of hospital-acquired bloodstream infections by 28%. All right, now just wait till they say, oh, the chemicals will cause endocrine disruptions and cancer and all that. So I don't know. I mean, you'd have to swab every part of their body. pretty much, except obviously their mucous membranes. They say MRSA and vancomycin-resistant enterococcus, which are pretty nasty bugs that you can't treat with a lot of the major antibiotics, were reduced by 23%. I could see that. I mean, you swab antiseptics, you swab all over the area as people get colonized, as they come into the hospital. It makes sense. The only thing is a daily dose of it, I don't know what long-term effects could be from the chemicals. We do know that some of the antimicrobials and the purifiers, that hand sanitizers, if they had a triclosan, I believe, that could put people more at risk for health risks as opposed to straight alcohol. So, remember, it's all chemicals. And not a day goes by when somebody doesn't come up with another study going, nah, maybe we should avoid this chemical or that. But I got to tell you, if it comes to you're getting MRSA or VRE, these nasty antibiotic-resistant bacteria and going into sepsis and possibly dying versus some chemical exposure from the antiseptic, I'd take the antiseptic, no doubt. Now, the study was published in today's issue of New England Journal of Medicine. I think this is cool. They say 5% of hospitalized patients do acquire we call them nosocomial infections, where you end up going to the hospital for something else, and then you pick up a bug from the hospital. And per patient, it could cost up to $40,000. So if a simple antiseptic bath worked, basically they looked at 7,700 patients, and then they picked those who got the wash, those that didn't, etc. Apparently, from what we understand, these antiseptic wipes cost less than 20 cents a piece on most internet sites. You could save $40,000 a patient, not to mention save their life. It's interesting. It's just, again, chlorhexidine. Now, Dr. Tierno from NYU Langone Medical Center says his institution has been using these for years on patients about to have surgery. No real issues. No real side effects, no real issues. So, looks like so far so good. All right, guys. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I'm having a little trouble hearing the background music, so I'm not sure if I'm on break or not. Yeah, looks like we're on break. I hear some music, I think. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, February 7th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $16.7540. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $17.1707, $858.53 for a half ounce, or $429.27 for a quarter ounce. That's $17.1707, $858.53, and $429.27.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Balance. Harmony, mental alertness, physical well-being. If once you possess these qualities, but stress now weighs you down, you can get your mental edge back in a holistic approach with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Not a drug. Nootropic Mind Power is a lasting, proven natural supplement with 12 powerful ingredients in nutraceutical compounds and are non-GMO. Plus, it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com, spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power Cognitive Supplement from MindRegard.com. MindRegard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday today.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Big thanks to you all so much for tuning in so diligently. So, you know, the whole caffeine issue is not going away. All right, we are getting bombarded and bombarded with all these media reports on how we're taking in too much caffeine and the kids are getting too much caffeine, drinking the monster drinks. And apparently there was a story yesterday of a gentleman who went into an arrhythmia because all he did was drink his morning cup of Joe. Well, today, I guess they are reporting that a large cup of Starbucks coffee contains more than 3/4 of a person's quote-unquote safe daily dose of caffeine. According to a report, they say the 16-ounce grande coffee is said to contain nearly double the recommended limit for pregnant women, while I guess typical homemade 8-ounce cup of coffee is well above a 10-year-old's daily allowance. Not that I think a 10-year-old should be even drinking it. All right, so they say here, scientists stress that these averages could range from person to person. You also have genetics, et cetera. Not everybody is going to go into an abnormal heart rhythm by any means. But, you know, I think some of us really underestimate. All right. You know, I think the threshold is about 400 milligrams of caffeine a day. Pregnant woman is only allowed to have about 200 milligrams of caffeine a day. Kids, about 75 milligrams of coffee of caffeine. So 16 ounces Starbucks coffee having 330 milligrams of caffeine, that one cup almost puts you at the limit. And it's too much for a pregnant woman. Now, from what I understand, Starbucks is denying the findings, saying the Grande only has 140 milligrams. Of caffeine, which then would be, if you're looking at 400, about a third of the daily limit. So if everybody avoids caffeine the rest of the day, they're still good. But again, you know, energy drinks, people, we went through about a year and a half ago what each drink has in terms of like Mountain Dew, in terms of energy drinks. An 8-ounce can of Monster Energy has about 92 milligrams of caffeine. 8 ounces of Red Bull has 83 milligrams. And some of you are like, well, wait a second. All right, that's a lot less milligrams than a cup of coffee. Like instant coffee could have about 133 milligrams. So then what's the big deal about an energy drink or a Red Bull? Soda has about 60 milligrams of coffee. We're doing okay. But wait a second. Keep in mind, again, your Monster Energy, your Red Bull, Rockstars, etc., these things you drink quickly, right? These kids are drinking these things pretty quickly. You aren't sipping it like a cup of coffee. So that dose of caffeine hits you quicker, okay? Decaf coffee still has some caffeine, about 5 milligrams. Hot chocolate, about 9. So, you know, what is fatal? I guess a 10-gram dose of caffeine is considered fatal. That would be 75 8-ounce cups of coffee or about 120 cans of Red Bull, according to Mail Online. Now, a report released from the U.S. last month by the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration showed the annual number of emergency room visits associated with energy drinks jumped 36% to 20,000 in 2011. All right, and those are chest pain and anxiety attacks. I guess Anais Fournier is the teenager who family allegedly says the energy drink is what caused her to die of a heart attack in 2011 from caffeine toxicity after drinking two 24-ounce Monster cans, but then 24 ounces. And the family is suing the company. And, of course, the company at the time had denied that it had that much caffeine or the child would have died from its product. So we really kind of need to look at, you know, we really need to look at what we are taking in. You know, and the reason why I really pounce on you guys in terms of your caffeine intake is because so many of you have sleeping problems. So many of you call in going, look, the Ambien doesn't work anymore. The Lunesta doesn't work anymore. I can't sleep. But if you're drinking this type of caffeine during the day, we aren't joking when we say cut back on your caffeine. Now, Fox News comes up with 7 bedtime behaviors that will help you sleep. No, listening to the Dr. Dahlia Show is not on the list, although it should be. I've always told you guys I always like to take a hot shower to help me sleep. They recommend taking a hot bath. Your temperature dips at night, starting a couple hours before you go to sleep, and then your temperature bottoms out at about 4 a.m. or 5 a.m., according to a 1997 study at a New York hospital. And they say when you soak in a hot tub, your temperature rises, and then the rapid cool-down period relaxes you. So they say a couple hours before you go to bed, take a hot bath 20 to 30 minutes. All right. They also said maybe have a dim. This we haven't talked about on the show. This is kind of smart. Install a dimmer switch. Your body does release melatonin late at night, but it needs to sense darkness. If you are sitting in front of your computer, sitting in a highly bright lit room, you're not going to let that melatonin do its thing. You know, that's why we always get relaxed if we have the lights out and the fireplace on. It starts putting you in the mood for sleep. Now, I know some of you are like, no, because I'll be lying in bed for hours and it's dark and I can't sleep. We're talking about the couple hours before. I think it's worth it. They say you want to transition to dark as early as 9 or 10 o'clock. Then sitting in a dimly lit room before getting ready for bed can start helping you go to sleep. They also say lay out your clothes. They say you can help your body reorganize that bedtime is imminent by starting to set routines and repeating them every night. So I guess let's say if before you go to bed you always brush your hair or you lay out your pajamas or brush your teeth, etc. Then many times if you had a successful sleep, your body's going to then eventually sense, all right, well, she's brushing her hair or they're laying out the pajamas. Looks like we're getting ready for nighty-night time. So it helps. Of course, they bring up the caffeine. You need to avoid caffeine. Some researchers recommend no caffeine after lunch. And keep in mind, still, decaf coffee can still have caffeine. We talked about 5 grams in the previous article. According to this, a 2007 Consumer Reports study found that decaffeinated sodas, one from a big chain, had 32 milligrams of caffeine per cup, which is equal to 12 ounces of cola. Of course, smoking too, the nicotine. Now, shutting down the electronics. This is something that I think is one of the main reasons why insomnia is on the rise. Before I go to bed, I check my mail, or I'm on Facebook, or I'm typing reports, and I'm in front of that LED screen, or the television is on. You shut the television off, and you go to bed. You need to be shutting the television off or the computer off about an hour or two before you go to bed. You see? And that's the problem, because some of you, you really don't know what to do with yourself. You could read. You could take that hot bath. You can, you know, do something. But you can't sit there and you know, with us, I'm a huge fan of Fox 5. We have Fox 5 News at 10. And Fox 5 News at 10 is a very, it's a very good program, because with the lights and the colors and the music, it wakes you up and you listen to it. But I got to be careful, because if I do that, sometimes I can't sleep, even though it's a great program. All right. And they also recommend wearing socks to bed. They say cold feet could keep you awake, especially during the winter. So putting some extra socks on, having some extra covers to be all cuddly, that should also help. They say limit your evening food and drinks. Large meal, spicy snack, that could start making your gastric juices flow, and that could be an issue. So they recommend you could, maybe some drink fluid. But here's an interesting tidbit. When I went for my upper endoscopy, you know, after I take a hot shower, I'm always thirsty because I'm a little dehydrated, so I like to drink a lot of water. Well, I noticed lately I've been burping a lot at night. And so the doctor told me cut back on the water, cut back on drinking water. And I'm like, really? You know, and so a lot of us will drink a lot of water at night, because we'll remember. We'll be like, oh, I was supposed to drink my fluids. Or it's a trick of the trade to not be hungry, you know, and to lose weight. A lot of us, so we don't gain weight, or we don't eat, we'll drink a lot of water at night. Well, but the problem with that is that could also incite your reflux. So that's another issue. You know, you could also play around with lights. You know, let's say the light in your bedroom is kind of an incandescent light. Maybe get a dark blue light bulb. Sometimes a dark blue light bulb could help. Sometimes soothing sounds and soothing music. You know, we joke about counting sheep, but counting sheep has worked for a reason. Okay? And you need to sometimes keep your mind busy, because usually what do you do when you go to bed? Well, you think about what happened that day. You think about your mother-in-law coming into town. You think about your finances. You think about taxes. And so I urge people, if they don't want to count sheep, or they don't want to come up with a happy place. See, my happy place used to always be Hawaii. And then I would start to panic. Well, we don't have money to go to Hawaii. Well, why don't we have money? What's going on? The recession. And then I would never sleep. So one thing I do is I come up with a song. I come up with a song that's very easy to kind of play in your head. And anytime I start thinking about work, I go back to that song. And it's been working, and I end up going to sleep, because it's so easy for me to go, well, what should I talk about on the next show? You could tell probably I had insomnia, because I spent this segment talking about insomnia. But I actually did it. I fell asleep pretty well. Why? The song. I'm not going to tell you the song. I'm not going to tell you guys the song. I'm not even going to tell you the songs I sing in the shower. You guys will laugh. All right, guys. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOLLY.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
You've heard about or even used colloidal silver for years. But did you know there's a silver product that is much better, faster, safer, and superior? Silver that is fundamentally distinctive, different, and the only patented silver since the original colloidal silver in 1923? Introducing Silver Protocol from Neofera. Think about this. What will you do when you can't get antibiotics? Silver Protocol should be in every grab bag, the one product you gotta have when it all breaks loose. Unlike colloidal silver, use Silver Protocol preventatively or whenever infection occurs. Silver Protocol can be boiled or frozen, yet is still 100% effective, has super long shelf life, and will not cause argyria or turn you blue. Order Silver Protocol at 800-213-0644. That's 800-213-0644. Or go to neofera.com, spelled N-E-O-F-E-R-A.com. Sign up for our free educational email series at neofera.com. Silver Protocol, the ultimate immune booster.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I guess police are still on the hunt for a former Los Angeles cop wanted in connection with a double murder and suspected of going on a revenge shooting spree targeting other police officers. There were overnight shootings last night in Riverside County that left one officer dead and two wounded, and they have been linked to former Los Angeles officer Christopher Dorner. He has been named as a suspect in the slaying of a young couple that occurred on Sunday. Now, Los Angeles Police Chief Charlie Beck called on Dorner to turn himself in. He said, "This has gone far enough. Nobody has to die, or nobody else needs to die." So, from what we understand, he is very heavily armed. He's an ex-cop, already wanted in three homicides. He has multiple weapons at his disposal. disposal, including assault rifles. Not to mention, he's got police and military training. This is pretty frightening, and we've been kind of glued to the news trying to watch this one. And, of course, any updates we get during the show, I'll keep you posted. Now, according to Los Angeles Police Chief Charlie Beck, he said L.A. police have launched more than 40 protective details to provide security for law enforcement personnel and others who they believe Dorner targeted based on an internet posting. I guess across Southern California, according to USA Today, digital traffic signs carried alerts urging motorists to report any sight of Dorner. Believed he is driving a Nissan Titan pickup and obviously considered armed and dangerous. They say, I don't think there's anybody in law enforcement who isn't looking for him, along with about half of the commuters in Southern California. Beck said Dorner was threatening and targeting law enforcement officers specifically and in general. He said LAPD is a specific target, but all law enforcement is targeted. Apparently in San Diego, early Thursday, they recovered a badge and ID bearing his photograph. The items were found by a citizen near the San Diego airport, given to a shuttle bus driver and passed to police. Also in San Diego, they said a person matching his description attempted to steal a boat from the marina Wednesday night, but abandoned the effort when he couldn't get the engine started and he couldn't move the boat. I guess they're checking for fingerprints now. All right. Also, Irvine Police Chief David Maggard named Dorner Wednesday night as the suspect in the slayings of Monica Kwan, 28 years old, an assistant basketball coach at California State University Fullerton, and her fiancé Keith Lawrence, a University of Southern California campus security officer. They had been found dead over the weekend of multiple gunshots in their car outside their Irvine home condominium. L.A. Police Department sent a written statement that it was cooperating, or I'm sorry, that it was... The LAPD said Dorner had made threats against members of the LAPD, and they are taking those threats seriously. He is considered armed and dangerous. I want to go into what the threat was. I apologize. Apparently, he had written a manifesto, and it included threats against several people. And I believe it had to do with him being fired. He says, your lack of this, this is apparently from his manifesto. Your lack of ethics and conspiring to wrong a just individual are over. Suppressing the truth will lead to deadly consequences for you and your family. There will be an element of surprise where you work, live, eat, and sleep. He says, the violence of action will be high. I will bring unconventional and asymmetrical warfare to those in LAPD uniform, whether on or off duty. He says, I know most of you who personally know me are in disbelief to hear from media reports that I'm suspected of committing such horrendous murders and have taken drastic and shocking actions the last couple days. I think we're still getting more scoop as it comes in, but this is extremely frightening because you don't have an amateur running around with a gun who, again, is still dangerous. This is somebody who has had military training, has had police training, and he has a mission. So this is pretty scary stuff. We'll keep you guys posted as we go. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Some people have thought that maybe Parkinson's or Alzheimer's could have been from a pathogen, a virus. Well, a study has come out saying, no, don't worry. It is not contagious. You can't get Alzheimer's or Parkinson's from a blood transfusion or any other type of, like I said, a pathogenic process. They looked at records of children who were injected as long as 50 years ago with human growth hormones that were derived from cadavers, and it showed that the recipients really never got Alzheimer's or Parkinson's disease with any greater frequency than the rest of the population. Now, did those cadavers have Parkinson's? Did they have did they have Alzheimer's? Again, I mean, this happened 50 years ago, so obviously the cadavers hadn't had the diagnosis. Doctors had switched to synthetic hormones in the 80s when they realized some children had received contaminated cadaver growth hormones that later led to them getting Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease. This is kind of a mad cow disease of humans. and causes a very rapid decline in mental functioning, usually death within a year, but it's called by a prion. It's kind of a rogue protein type of thing that's kind of, that's obviously a pathogenic. So people thought, well, Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease could be, you know, pathogenic, then maybe Alzheimer's and Parkinson's could be. But based on the study, I guess they looked at, researchers looked at maybe corneas or organ transplants, etc. No, it didn't put people at a higher risk for disease. They looked at 6,100 people who had a growth problem as children who were injected growth hormones taken from cadavers from 1963 to 1987. Examining brain tissue from 34 of the donors, researchers found 10 had no disease, 9 had Alzheimer's, 3 had Parkinson's, 4 had both. Turning to the group of growth hormone participants, researchers had looked at the death certificates of the 796 of those children who had died before 2008, and none of them had Parkinson's or Alzheimer's. So there they go. For those of you kind of concerned, kind of spooky that growth hormone was given from cadavers. That's what they used to do, right? You take a lot of stuff from cadavers. You still will use cadaver bone. You know, I know it kind of grosses people out. It's something they just don't want to know about. But nonetheless, it's, you know, kind of creepy. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Something that's always been creepy to me are these fake versions of drugs. And I guess the FDA has issued another warning on fake version of Avastin. Now, remember we discussed this last year? So apparently doctors need to be on the lookout for another counterfeit version of the injectable cancer drug Avastin. Bevacizumab. I can't ever pronounce the generics, according to the U.S. FDA. Lab tests revealed that at least one batch of the counterfeit medicine has no active ingredient. So doctor thinks he's giving you the anti-cancer drug. You think you're getting the anti-cancer drug, and you're getting a dummy counterfeit medicine. I mean, it's good it doesn't have an active ingredient, so hopefully nothing's injecting anything toxic to you, but it is toxic because you're expecting treatment for your cancer. Apparently, the counterfeit bevacizumab, right, the generic for Avastin is marketed as Roche's Altuzan. It's not approved for sale in the United States. The only approved version of the bevacizumab for sale is the Avastin, which is marketed by Genentech. Now, they say the Alzutin, 400 milligrams per 16 cc's, may be counterfeit if it has certain labels. I'm not going to read those labels to you, but please go to the FDA website to get more information. This is the third case of counterfeit Avastin being sold in the United States in the past year. Pretty scary stuff. So doctors need to basically check their lot numbers and make sure that whatever they have before they give you is not one of these cookie brands. It just blows my mind that people are that stupid. People are that sick out there. Are you kidding me? You know, any way to make money. They don't care if people die. They want to make their money. What is wrong with people? Just blows me away. All right. I'm having trouble hearing the background music. If we are coming up on the end, don't go away. We've got another segment coming up. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You can also email us, by the way, at drdahlia.com. Take your emails, take your medical questions, etc. Really quickly, in the first hour of the show, we went through Governor Christie, which we're going to talk about in a few minutes, and him trying to defend his weight to the doctor who took care of, I guess, Bill Clinton in the White House, who said that Governor Christie would die if he was in office for an extended period of time, possibly of stroke or heart disease. And we kind of went through medical history of presidents in the past. Pretty good segment. Don't go away. I think I hear the music coming up. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now, listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and, of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's D-R-D-A-L-I-A-H.com. Or call 702 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hanselmen can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Way is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Valentine's Day is next week, and ProFlowers is offering an amazing deal. 100 stunning blooms of love plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code RADIO13. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Flower prices will skyrocket during Valentine's Week. Order now from ProFlowers to get huge savings, plus pick any delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms of love sent fresh from the fields. Guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99. Remember, flower prices can double, even triple next week. And this incredible deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit ProFlowers.com. Click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code RADIO13. That's ProFlowers.com, secret code, Radio 13.
I have been asked to announce that federal judge Walter J. Skinner has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with a low-cost automotive accessory called Platinum 22, which meets or exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. To learn if Platinum 22 will give you 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS or 1-800-537-7427.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we talked about a lot of subjects today earlier in the hour. We talked about alcohol and how many people who drink alcohol, they really don't realize that what they're drinking is too much. You know, they say 40% of people think that the alcohol consumption is normal. And we talked about how much alcohol kind of equates to each other, like a beer equals a 5-ounce glass of wine equals a shot, 1.5 ounces of hard liquor, and women shouldn't drink more than a glass a day, men more than two glasses a day. And so it's very easy for you to fill up a large glass of wine and be definitely over your limit. Men or women. So we kind of talked about that. Just kind of keep in mind, you know, take a look at really what you drink. Don't worry, you don't have to be embarrassed. But if you are drinking more for a man, more than a couple beers a night, it is considered moderate drinking. And the CDC, of course, recommends that, you know, you kind of watch that. They also recommend no drinking when you're pregnant, that kids don't drink, and not to mix your medicines with alcohol. I know many of you are like, well, duh. But, you know, it always helps to go through that. All right. I'm having a little problems with my computer, but this story is kind of interesting. They say older motorcyclists over the age of 60 are three times more likely to be hospitalized after a crash than younger bikers. They think maybe it's the reduced bone strength. Maybe it's their bike choice. All right. Apparently, they say a number of older motorcyclists, and this is coming out of Britain, according to BBC News, has risen over the past decade. And the number of people injured have risen as well. Now, even though the numbers are a little smaller in the U.S., still the proportion of injury is the same. Older individuals are getting hurt a lot more. I definitely think our bones are thinning. You know, our bones start to thin in our 50s. And a lot of us, I'm noticing so many of my patients, 50, 60, 70, riding a bike. And good for them. I think a motorcycle is awesome. Chopper, I think they're great. They're exciting to watch. They're exciting to drive next to. I've never driven one. I can't wait to. But, you know, keep in mind, your bones start to thin. So your fall is going to probably be a little bit more, you know, injurious than a young person. Not to mention if you're on any blood thinners, etc. So, you know, I want you guys to stay young. I want you doing, you know, having fun and living life. But keep in mind that, you know, your injuries could be worse. I guess the study looked at data between 2001 and 2008 from the U.S. National Electronic Injury Surveillance System, All Injury Program, NEISS-AIP. I guess it collects information from 100 hospitals which have an emergency department. During this period, about 1.5 million adults over the age of 20 needed emergency treatment due to a motorcycle crash. Bikers over the age of 60 were three times more likely to be admitted to hospital compared to those in their 20s and 30s. So I'm not going to beat this one to death. You all know what you need to do and how to do it. All right. Remember a few weeks back, Hasbro said they wanted to drop one of the little pieces, you know, we used to call it, okay, what's your man? You know, your little man on Monopoly. What are they called? They're called pieces, game pieces. All right. You know, do they drop the thimble? Do they drop the shoe? Well, Monopoly, I guess, decided to drop the iron. And instead, the new game piece is going to be a little cat. Didn't they have online a contest or something, or a survey? I guess after 76 years of Monopoly being in business, iron game piece will be replaced. It is. But you see, to me, I think that's cool. I mean, the iron looks like something from the 1920s. To me, I think that's cool. 1920s, 1930s. And it will be replaced with a little baby kitty cat. The cat earned 31% of the vote when Hasbro, I guess Hasbro posted a contest online. They say cat lovers around the world will be very happy to have the new token. That's what they're called, token. They are a bit sad to see the iron go, and the cat token is a choice. I don't know why they had to throw it out to begin with. I mean, why couldn't they really wanted to add a new piece? But you see what they did. That's brilliant. Now people are starting to think about Monopoly again and getting excited about it, and so they're going to be more inclined to want to play again, all because we're talking about the stupid tokens. I like the car. I always like the thimble. The thimble was fun to hold. All right. They say, the iron was added to the game in the 1930s. The cat had beat out a toy robot, a guitar, a helicopter, and a diamond ring. Now it gets to join the wheelbarrow, the shoe, the race car, the top hat, the thimble, the Scotty dog, and the battleship. I'm glad they kept the battleship. I always liked the battleship. But I've always really liked the car. That kind of sportster 40s, 50s type car, right? You'd pass go. Honestly, they really need to. I mean, if they want to make Monopoly more current, right? As soon as you pass go, all the money should go to taxes, right? And then also you should be fined if you don't purchase health insurance. Okay, some of you math buffs are really going to like this one. For those of you joining us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. I guess the largest prime number has been discovered. And this prime number is over 17 million digits long. Now, what's a prime number? Remember prime numbers? They were a number you could divide by anything except itself or one, right? So you'd have like the number 2 or 4 or 25. Those are not prime numbers because you could divide them by 2 and 5 respectively type of thing. But the number 3 is a prime number. The number 7 is a prime number. The number 1 is a prime number because you really can't divide anything into it besides 1. It has to be a whole integer, right? An integer. 9 is not a prime number because you could divide it by 3. Right? So I thought, all right, prime number is 1. 13, I think, is a prime number. 17 is a prime number. 19 is a prime number. And then you start to kind of lose it after that. Well, they said that they found the largest prime number yet, beating out the one that was found in 2008. The one found in 2008 was 12,978,189 digits long. That's not the number. It's the number had all those digits. But the largest prime number is a 17,425,170 digit long. They said the discovery didn't come easy, I bet. They used a giant network of volunteer computers dedicated to finding primes. The network, called the Great Internet Mersenne Prime Search, uses 3,600 processors operating at 150 trillion calculations per second. Curtis, you'd think they could discover a cure for cancer, right, at this rate. Curtis Cooper, University of Central Missouri mathematician, was the one to make the official finding. This is the third massive prime number that the researcher has discovered to date. I have no idea if he's single. The number itself is 2 raised to the 57 millionth, 885th, 161 power minus 1. That's, I guess, what the number is. If you guys have a calculator, go for it. Now, what does this do and what does this mean for us? I have absolutely no clue. I really don't know. Yeah. All right. Well, speaking of numbers, they say the Alzheimer's disease rate is expected to triple by 2050. In the next 40 years, they are expecting, where's the number here? They had a number. They are expecting the rise from 4.7 million of people with Alzheimer's to 13.8 million. They say 7 million of those projected to develop the disease will be over the age of 85 by the year 2050. Now, remember, life expectancy is increasing, all right? We're living past the 70s, 80s. My guess is in this decade, 82, 83 is going to be the life expectancy for men and women. Maybe by the end of this year, women will be in the 80s. And we're living longer. And I'm glad we're living longer. We should live longer. That's exactly what we want. But as we're living longer, we're not dying of the heart attacks. We're not dying of cancer, thank God. So what ends up happening is we're able to unfortunately come down with dementia. And then, of course, Alzheimer's. And Alzheimer's is a type of dementia. Not all dementias are Alzheimer's. Keep in mind, okay? So where we need to go with this is really concentrate a lot of our efforts on Alzheimer's research. We know we have an aging population. We have a huge aging population. And with our life expectancy increasing, we're going to have a huge demand for Alzheimer's medications and treatments, but they're working on it, people. All right, guys, can't wait to talk to you tomorrow. You all have a wonderful rest of the day.
Is 2013 your year to achieve more vitality, more health, more well-being? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny. For 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching others how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned by taking RNA drops, I could begin to activate that power in my cells and achieve the more that I desire. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and send you a free 30-day supply of RNA drops valued at $50 for just the cost of shipping and handling. Go to rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll-free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.